Welcome to Mista Needs More Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I'm your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I'm your other co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
I always stop and think, I'm like, is that everything? Is that all that I need to say? Because the last part is always my name. That's easy. That's like, you know, bing, bang, boom, wrapped up. I introduce myself and I say my name. But I feel like it's once I say my name, you can't go back. You cannot turn this ship around. We don't go back for regrets.
Well, I mean, like, why would we? What would we need to turn around for after you say your name?
Patch
Do you say a different name? Do you want to say
or some other information? Some lesser information other than my name? Patchpatch is all gas, no brakes. That's
well, we
the
do
kind
the plugins at the
driving.
End of the episode.
True. And there's some information there, so that's pretty good. I mean, I guess that kind of suffices as what we need, so to speak. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do have one thing that we can plug right now if we want to, and that is that we are sitting with a guest at this very moment.
We do have a guest. I was going to say, hey, by the way, everybody, this is the first time I've ever done this. I guess if you've been listening along, you'll know this, but we have a guest here, so we don't know how to introduce them. Guest, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, she's wheeling up.
Hello, my name is Alice Wu, and I just came in from the marketing department here at Patch Patch Games.
Hello, Alice. Lovely to have you here. Yeah, just so you all know, I guess, you know, cat's out of the bag now. Miss Dunn had this idea, and, you know, it was like just getting more involved, getting more brain juice in the proverbial pot, really trying to mix up that brain stew, the thought pot, I guess is what we'll call it. You know,
I've never heard that before. I love that term.
Well, that's what she said to me, so, you know, I guess, you know, I read the email, I got the calls, and she just kept saying it to me like it was, you know, something
just kept
that maybe she
thought pot at
thought
you.
Pot. Thought pot. Thought pot, you know.
And you were like, saying, I understand exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I didn't understand exactly what she said, but she kept saying it, and then, you know, eventually I think she kind of clarified. That's just the kind of fearless leader that she is, inventing new terms, and she's on the cutting edge of management. So here we are. We have a guest. We're going to get some new, fresh ideas because God knows that DJ and I are just, we're wrung out. We're just two dirty dish towels just lying on the kitchen floor, just out of ideas.
Yeah. Well, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, please. I'm just a guest.
All I was going to add to that is that outside of us being two dirty dish towels is that we also have referenced the marketing team as well in terms of how to market some of our other board games that we've had before. Like, I'm pretty sure the presidential ones that we've had, or that presidential one.
We lean hard on the marketing team. We lean real hard
for sure
on the marketing
team. How is it going in the marketing department?
You know, the marketing, what is the old phrase? Marketing dogs never lie or something like that. I don't know. It's been great. I have a fresh new outlook. It's 2023. We're here. We're living. And I'm ready. It's been good. We're doing so many board games. I'm reaching out to the world.
What's your relationship with Miss Dunn? I'm actually kind of curious at this point because I don't know about the interdepartmental crossovers that we have here. I mostly just get word of it in emails and flyers and stuff. So what's that like on your edge of the world?
It's so odd in the marketing department. I've been with the company for, I don't want to age myself, for a while, and I have never met Miss Dunn in person. I've only met Miss Dunn through just like two-word emails. So it's been a learning curve, but it's been pretty great. I love this kind of elusive relationship we have where I send many, many paragraphs of the designs we're working on and our marketing plan, and we get one or two words, and it's either we go or we don't. It's awesome.
Well, that's probably better, honestly, for your department as a whole, because it seems like if the options are between her giving you two-letter emails or yelling thought pot at you, I would actually take the two-letter emails, because sometimes, you know, the less interaction with Miss Dunn, the better.
I don't know. I'm kind of jealous about getting yelled thought pot at. It well, seems was, Yeah, it seems pretty cool.
I was going to ask if that was you. I saw a couple of emails on it, but there was an email from Miss Dunn that subject thought pot, email body thought pot. And then she signed off thought pot, comma, Miss Dunn. So I really, you know, at that point, I was like, okay, yeah. I got to figure this out. That was the last correspondence we had.
I didn't get the last one because thought pot Miss Dunn is four words. And so I didn't actually get that last one, but I did get a few of the ones that were just the words thought pot.
Do you have like a filter on your email to just take out anything longer than two
letters? No, it just doesn't include me. I'm not CC'd on it.
So this is like specific targeting maybe to you. Maybe she's limiting. What did you do to her? Did you, like, steal something from her? Is she mad at you?
I hope not. I mean, I'm still, I guess...
on payroll
still. I'm the one brought into to this think pot that we're in right now. So hopefully that is a good thing. I think this is... I'm excited to think pot this.
So I can only assume that the email that you got to get onto this podcast here was just from Miss Dunn. It just said, go podcast. And then ended right there. And that was it, I can only assume.
And I will like to clarify that in the two words, punctuation does not count. So I never know if it's an exclamation point, if it's a period, if it's a question.
That would be hard.
It could be like, go podcast ? But I don't know. I'll never know the tone.
Yeah.
I kind of just have to show up at the rooms I think I'm supposed to be in. And if it was a question, I wasn't supposed to be there. It's great.
Okay. Well, there were three
mystery.
Yeah. There were three microphones here, so, I mean, unless someone else shows up and then you're meant to, like, battle them or something like that for the microphone, or maybe they'll bring their own, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, because, again, I'm not here to question the wizened, you know, status that is Miss Dunn in her management style. I think she is beyond, you know, what others do in her field. Whether that is good or bad, I cannot say, but we're here, we're experiencing it. She is, you know, a fearless leader. Sometimes I think that she is more than just herself. Sometimes I think she's kind of like a Game of Thrones whisperer, that she has little birds everywhere. But, you know, whether they are actual birds or people that she calls birds, who will ever know? But that's just life here at Patch Pot, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm always armed, though, I will say. I'm ready to battle. You never kind of know what's going on, so my eyes are open, and I'm always like, a little tense for a battle. So if anyone walks in here to get this microphone, I'm ready.
That's true. You know, I was actually walking up the stairwell to get to the office here. There were actually two people fistfighting in the stairwell that I had to sort of walk around.
Everyone knows.
Is a lot of fighting in the office, and I think Miss Dunn actually encourages it, to be honest, because no one seems to do anything to stop it.
Everyone knows that a good employee is tense, stressed out, and ready to battle at all
and
times.
Well-armed.
I did one time get an email that just said, go fight, and I said, that's it. That's a question or an exclamation. Can't tell.
And it was only two words, so it was probably from Miss Dunn, so, you know, that is what it is. Now...
Well.
To that point, now, just so everyone knows, we're not barbarians over here at Patch Podge. I've seen, you know, beat poetry battles, I've seen dance battles, I've seen rap battles. You know, it's not just fist fights. The challenge is up to the challengers, so to speak. So, you know, we're not crazy, please.
Yeah, this is a very civilized fighting work environment.
Yeah. Though if you do lose, you're fired. You are out.
That is true. However, the unlimited PTO is a really good benefit. So sometimes, you know, you got to battle your coworkers, but what are you going
to
do?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you, I don't know if that, I've seen some people fight each other and then go back to work, you know, after, you know, losing. I've seen that happen. I don't know if that's just like, maybe some people quit, but I'm pretty sure like, I've seen some people fight 1 minute and then the next minute they're like eating lunch together, you know?
But I mean, like, is the loser still on payroll? Do you know that? Or are they just...
Why else would they be coming in, you know? I mean, our need for competition just shows how dedicated we are to games alone, you know?
And this is a company of winners.
Yeah, well, and losers, too. Like, I bet you right now, there's a few people
that are working and not being paid.
I think they're still being paid. We'll get some more clarification on this, but
yeah, we'll ask
some
research
of the losers
team, a different research team,
yeah,
about That's pay transparency. Have you won a fight? Are you still on payroll?
What's your money situation?
What's your money situation?
Why are you here if you're not getting paid?
Does your key card work? That's actually, I think, how you know you've lost a battle, is if your key card doesn't work anymore.
That's a good point.
I mean, I guess I'm just learning that you can lose battles, but how many is too many battles, you know?
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's losing the battle and then just not showing enough gumption afterwards.
Not motivated enough to improve yourself after the battle.
And I think it's like what mood Miss Dunn is in the moment. Like if you're watching like a poetry battle, is this verse? Is it slant rhyme? Is she like not in the mood for that? Is it kind of like, ugh, I was really hoping for like a nice sonnet, but you're doing kind of like slam?
Yeah.
She's like, you're out of here. You've lost this battle.
True. Yeah. You really do. It's luck of the draw at that
point.
It is.
It's whatever direction the wind blows.
I have seen her go into a battle and someone say, okay, let's battle. And she says, great, you've lost. And she just says, you lose. You just lost because you're battling me. So you've already lost. And then she's like, do you want to fight again? Oh, great, because I won. You lose.
Yeah, no, that's an easy one to avoid. That one, never challenge.
Can't be on payroll.
Yeah, no, those people are definitely gone. I would not expect anyone.
I'll just say respect to them, like respect for trying, but, you know.
Yeah.
You kind of know you're already on the way out at that point, so it is what it is.
I mean, if I ever do want to quit, that's what I probably would do. You know, Miss Dunn to like a Pokemon battle, or
that's a resume bullet right there. Challenged my boss to a fight.
It will say and lost, but it will say tried very hard.
Yeah, that's probably a resume bullet for every job. If you challenge, no matter what industry you're in, if you challenge your boss to a fight, you will probably get fired. Whether you work at Patch Potch or Jiffy Lube or McDonald's, you probably don't want to fight your boss.
What do you think Miss Dunn's preferred battle arena is? Like, Miss Dunn feels like a Renaissance woman, if I may. A lady of all trades. What kind of battle do you think that she would want to engage in if she would have said yes?
Straight up. Staring contest. I have never seen her blink. Good. I don't think she blinks.
Yeah.
I don't think she blinks at all.
Well,
I've never met her, so I'll take
your word on that.
She has never blunk once in her life. She has the driest eyes or the wettest eyes. I don't know what the advantage is there, but she has got a death stare. And
Either way, we know she's got eyes.
Do you think she has eyelids like a gecko or like a flamingo where they kind of just like wet themselves with, do you know those things? They've got like they like re-wet, but you don't actually have eyelids.
Honestly, please educate us on gecko eyes.
Okay, it is gonna seem like I'm an expert on this, and I'm no gecko expert, but it's like lizards. They have those little like see-through eyelids, and then they kind of just like they just roll over their eyeball so it wets, but their eyes never close.
Yes. I just want to interject with one thing.
Please.
A Gexpert.
Oh, Gexpert.
I was thinking that I didn't know when to jump in with
that's
that.
Fair.
I'm glad. Thank you for saying that.
No, honestly, I was thinking about it in my head as I was describing the eyelid of how to combine gecko and expert.
This is the first theory that's ever been thrown out there that Miss Dunn might be a lizard person, but we don't need to go
in. Does
she
listen to the podcast?
Sometimes, maybe.
Miss Dunn, I know it's a little too late. I think this one is maybe not for you.
I mean, we've never gotten confirmation as to how much she listens to. I think she does kind of that like spark notes listening where she like plays it on probably like double time speed and just gets through it. And she's like, you know, hey, great job. Or hey, podcast. And just says that to us.
Go podcast.
You know? Hey, podcast. Like, no, but I mean, like, I think that's more of, like, after we upload the episode and it's been out there, and we'll be like, hey, Miss Dunn, how was it? Good to see you today. Like, just want to make sure we're still on track. And she's like, podcast. And we're like,
I assume the board game, the way that you all present board games to her is, like, in my head, it's like when you go up to, like, a king in medieval times and you're, like, holding a board game and she just does, like, a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And if it's a thumbs down, like, the floor drops out and the board game just, like, falls into a pit.
We can educate you on our process here.
Yeah.
Since you're in marketing, you may not know how this all works out.
Yes.
Basically, after this podcast itself, it actually just gets shot straight down to design to start making it. And design then is the one to figure out all of the quirks and whatnot.
Yeah.
So we're just here in creative. We just come up with the ideas.
By the time it gets to me, design is the one
that implements it.
By the time it gets to me and the marketing department, we've already, it's already gone through play testing. It's already gone through the design. So by that time, I'm already out in the world.
Yeah. Or to be honest, it has gone through zero play testing. I mean, I cannot. I was going to say that too. How fast sometimes this turnaround is, that it's a little bit of just like, well, I mean, I'm sure they probably looked at some cards or some, you know, little bullet things that we had in there. I'm sure that's fine. Or, you know, we're just going to kind of trust that they got the gist of it. I mean, it is scary fast how sometimes these things come out that, like, I think one time I saw online that someone was like, hey, I ordered your game. There's a huge splinter on it. Like, it's not sanded down enough. You know, like, it is what it is and stuff like that. So, it's, you know, I mean, hey, it's kind of all over the place. It's really, you're really rolling the dice, the proverbial dice, so to speak, when you're buying a patch game. But, hey, when you find the good one, when you find the right one, then you've got a real winner.
That's what I was going to say, is the patch methodology is, out of 100 games that we make, one of them's got to make us money.
That is what our slogan is for all of our marketing, is out of 100 games, one of them's maybe going to work. And it's great, and people love that about Patch Posh.
And if you just keep churning them out, then, like...
Exactly. The more games you play, the odds are much higher.
Yeah. Should we start thinking of a game? Sorry, you go ahead, you finish.
The last thing I was going to say is that every good company, you know, standard quota or what's the word I'm looking for here? They're like, it's like a one sentence.
Our core principle values.
Every good core principle has the word maybe in there. That's what sets us apart.
I think the thing is, a lot of people guarantee a lot of things and Patch Posh can't, and so that's great for us to say maybe. I think that is the thing.
Maybe marketing, say yes to success.
Marketing has really latched onto the word maybe and said, and they also sometimes we go, who's to say? Could be anything. You open the box, could be anything.
Could not even be
the board game you wanted.
Another good core value is, I mean, maybe cover your ass, you know, like maybe.
Maybe try your best.
Maybe try your best.
Except for battles, you have to try as hard as you can.
Yeah. That's the only thing that's not a maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure.
That is a here or there.
I'm so excited to be part of the beginning stages of a game. Again, by the time it gets to me, it's already in, well, I would say production, but I'm going to put that in quotes. It's in something by the time it gets to me. So it's... I'm excited to be right on the ground floor.
Yeah, this is where board games and dreams are made. So
I'm excited for my dreams to come true.
Well, I was just about to say.
Maybe I'll promise that.
Maybe.
Perfect. Go ahead, segue. Nick. Sorry.
Oh, all I was going to say is, Alice, do you have any jumping off point for us today? An idea that you, like, you're like, whatever game we make, whatever thing it is, it's got to have blank.
Wow. Thank you. I love this because I have been thinking a lot since I deal a lot with board games. And I think there's a lot of things that that I'm trying to like come up with as like a really good starting point. And I know Patch Posh loves to make board games about food. That is a thing.
We do. It's true.
It is true. I think something that is would be like a cool game would be, I always want to like do something with like how, I don't know, something with like a board game or maybe a card game with.
You don't even, here's, okay, here, we'll give you a rundown of how this works.
Yes.
You don't even need to think about.
Oh my gosh, I know I'm getting
mechanics.
Ahead of myself.
Don't even think about mechanics. Think about lifestyle. Think about you know, the furthest thing away from board games. The board games come from the heart, not
maybe
the
some,
mind.
I appreciate anyone that comes and says, like, oh, I want some cards, I want some dice or whatever. But maybe some, like, how about some free word association to get the brain juices going, to get them all stirred up and stuff. Ready? Just first word that comes to mind. Fern.
Fish.
Scales.
Ramen.
Ramen.
I don't know.
Broth.
Trolls.
Trolls?
Bridge.
Donkey. Oh, goodness.
Okay, so we've got...
Amazing.
Fish, ramen, trolls, and donkey. I think those are four pretty good words. Anything speaking to you?
I just want to say we've never done this exercise before, so I don't know where this is going either, myself. Nick's coming out from left field here.
Hey,
so.
I think we're here fresh eyes. Fresh. We're here. We're ready. We're
fresh
we're
eyes.
Loosey goosey.
Sure.
Fresh
I
eyes.
Think
full
of
hearts.
And
can't
donkey.
Lose.
I think of Shrek. The donkey married the dragon. With the
oh
scales.
My gosh.
Now, when I
are
hear
we allowed to copyright?
Oh, we do it all the time.
Yeah, actually, our amazing. Literally our last episode had Friends, the show, in it. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
that. Now,
yeah,
when
but
I
David
hear...
Schwimmer, David Schwimmer is not copyright. He is in public access.
That's true. That's true. He is, he's older
domain.
Than time. So
it's public domain.
It's public domain.
Everyone's got access to David
Everyone
Schwimmer.
Everyone has access to David Schwimmer.
When I hear scales and donkey, though, I went immediately to like, almost like a cattle sale, but specifically for donkeys. So,
cattle
donkey sale.
Sale?
You know how like cattle, donkey like they sale. Bring them out and.
No. Sorry, I'm just like I say those things to myself. That was actually an inward, like
yeah,
me putting those words
internal
into my heart.
Yes.
Yeah,
a game where donkey one person sale. Is an auctioneer.
That's pretty much yeah.
Yes,
that's how
one
I was
person
saying.
Is an auctioneer, and you are selling your prized donkey at the state fair.
What? Ooh,
okay.
State Fair.
Ooh,
now,
State Fair.
That's a good jumping off point that I like. Because there's not only, I mean, yeah, there's rides and stuff like that and cattle, but there's also, like, the state's biggest pumpkin and the state's biggest, like, there's a bunch of vegetables. I think there's a lot to go off of with State Fair.
Wackiest foods.
Especially, because last time I was at a State Fair, I saw, what was it? The little potbelly pig races. Which are awesome to see, if no one's ever seen one.
Now, what if we replaced all of those nouns that you just said with
okay.
donkey, biggest donkey, orangest Thanks. Donkey,
pot belly donkey
race, uh-huh.
Now, yeah.
We're
so,
just going just straight donkey
yeah,
here.
Wackiest
In this,
donkey food.
Yeah.
Not
In
if
this,
you don't eat the donkeys, it's what they eat.
Yes.
The donkeys judge
that
one.
The donkeys judge that one.
In this state fair, it's all donkeys. It's only donkeys.
Okay. I mean, sure, we can... That's... Sure. But it's still a state fair, though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, of course. Let's
Does
not
it
get
change,
crazy.
Does it change states, or are we having one state that this is the...
Traveling state fair.
Traveling state fair. Or...
State
Is
to state fair.
State to state fair.
What
Who's
if...
the biggest donkey in the world?
Or...
No, that's a world's fair.
Curveball. Mm. What if it's like state of mind? State of denial. Donkey fair. State of...
That's
state
good.
Of,
this is... I say we go a little bit more concrete. Okay.
Who's the biggest donkey in your heart?
How about this? Okay, I'm going to bring this back down.
Let's rein it in.
Bring me out from the air. Catch me from the air. I'm floating away.
Okay, I think of donkeys. I think of Arizona because I think of the Grand Canyon and how you can rent a donkey and go down the Grand Canyon. So
that's a very
good
one.
What if you were going on an expedition with one of these, what if you need the largest donkey? What if your goal is to get to the bottom of the Grand Canyon or get up to the top of the Grand Canyon, but it's like the Oregon Trail and you have to pack your donkeys. And you're going to need the biggest donkey to get through some big obstacles. You're going to need the world's skinniest donkey to get through the tightest crevices. You're going to need the world's craftiest donkey, to like trick the troll that is guarding part of the mountain pass.
Do you think the donkeys at the Grand Canyon are aware of how important their jobs are? Like, do you think they know that, like, today I'm clocking into work and I am doing something huge?
Well, right you know now. What? If they don't they, before, they will did. They will after this game.
They will
this,
after hey, this game.
This one goes after
donkeys,
those donkeys.
This one's for you.
Yeah.
This one's for y'all. Now, okay.
They probably don't even know that they're at, like, one of the natural wonders of the world either.
They
don't even know.
The donkey is one of the most humble stay grounded. Animals, so I think...
Stay grounded.
Stay grounded. Okay, so this is Arizona's...
Arizona State Fair, specifically for donkeys to traverse the Grand Canyon.
Donkey edition.
Super quick mechanics stuff, or at least, like, just an idea. Mm-hmm. Let me spitball. We can pass the ball around.
Sure.
I love this idea that it's a group of people traversing down into the Grand Canyon. There's going to be some, you know, obstacles, some things in the way, maybe some bandits or some brigands coming mm-hmm. in to fight you off, and you need different equipment and donkeys and stuff. So I think personally this game is played in two parts, and when we're talking about style of game, I think it is honestly like an adventure role playing. Like, let's say that I am the DM, the donkey master, and you two are the players. And so okay. I can, much like Dungeons and Dragons or another TTRPG, I control the story, and I'm the one that is crafting it based off of, you know, some conditions and stuff in the box. So the start of the game is as the donkey master, I sell you the donkeys. And you guys, you know, you bid on different donkeys or you like strategize and come up with all that stuff. That's phase one. And then phase two is the adventure. You take your donkeys, you take your equipment, you plan out the adventure. And it's I'm honestly, at this point, I'm basically pitching Donkey Gloomhaven is what is what
I've not played here. That game, unfortunately.
Does the game have a board? Because here is what I'm
it
picking.
Should
so
it
if
should.
It has a board, so one side of the board I think should be the bidding, the auction, a little stand for cotton candy, anything at a state fair. But yeah. I think once you get to the part two, regardless of how many pieces are on the board, the donkey master has to flip the board over, even Amazing. If it sends pieces flying. The minute you hit the second part, you flip the board over, and the adventure is on the second half.
I like that idea.
You can't move anything off the board, though. So if anything's on it, it's getting flipped. If your drink is on it, it's flying across the room.
I like this idea because, and I kind of, I don't want us to get away from the state fair aspect. I don't want the first phase of it just to be bartering and talking around. I want you to be moving around this state fair, and you can... Obviously, most of the state fair is donkey purchasing. People bringing their donkeys to the grounds. Maybe we have a deck of cards to be like, you flip some over and like, this guy's got these three donkeys. He's got the world's fastest donkey. This guy's got the world's slowest donkey. And this guy's got... And you can figure out, how they'll help you on your adventures. But, you know, it's also still a state fair. You can take your donkeys on like a Ferris wheel ride. And maybe that does something for them. Maybe it just makes them happy. Like,
loosens them up.
It loosens them up. It does something like, there should still be the state fair aspect within this sort of thing. Like, buy them a deep fried Oreo if you want to.
What are all of the elements of the state fair? Because I think this can be, the adventure part is definitely like, gonna be big, but... To really flesh out the state park, like, how many adventures can you take your donkey on? Once you purchase your donkey, or do we want to purchase a donkey, or do we just want to invite them to be our friend?
I go ahead, Nick.
This is my kind of idea to hopefully help flesh it out, because I do agree that, one, it'll, I think, really set this game apart from other games, and two, you know, kind of give, like, a fresh thing. I think... 75% of this game is going to be state fair. It's your hub world, so to speak. It's you as the donkey managers. I don't know what else to call you, but it's the players as the donkey managers that are buying the donkeys, you know, getting them statted out, you know, buying the equipment and stuff like that. All this is happening in the hub world. It's you take your donkey on the Ferris wheel. They love it. They're getting that exhilaration. They're, you know, they're pumped and ready to go. You buy them a deep fried Oreo. They're full. They're satisfied. It boosts their stats in whatever way. And then cut to adventure phase. And I think adventure phase, again, is only like 25% of it. It's a very fast, you know, quick, like, you're hit with this obstacle. What do you do? What donkey power do you use? What equipment are you using to get past this phase of this obstacle? And then, you know, and then you either complete the quest or you fail. And then you go back to the hub world. And if you fail, I think a very interesting aspect to do would be like, okay, like last time we tried you know, wide donkey, long donkey for this quest, but we died and our, you know, our stuff is on, or our, I guess our previous character's stuff is on this trail. Let's take tall donkey, short donkey, and maybe we can get through and recoup some of our losses and finish the quest and then come back. And like, it's just kind of like this continuous. Yeah.
I love that. Can I throw something into that as well? Then
go for
it. Cause I was actually thinking kind of the same thing. Maybe we don't have it so that I do like the idea of two boards, but I don't think we should have it on like one on one side, because I love the idea. We've got all players and we may not even need the DM, the Donkey Master, for this. What if the game, we may not, I'm just throwing that out there. Well, I like the idea of all the players. Yeah. You spend your time inside, the main hub of it, and you're doing other things, you're gathering as many supplies, but at any point any player can then just decide, all right, I'm gonna get to the bottom and I'm gonna take what I have right now. I've moved around this state fair as best as I can, and I think I've got enough things that I want to go down into it. But like you're saying, there's different mysteries and traps and stuff like that. You can die along the way and then you basically just start again. Do you know the game Enter the Gungeon?
Of course.
Yeah. So it would be like that, where it's like you can keep going in and trying as many times as you'd like, but like it is ultimately like you can spend as much time as you want in the state fair, but the whole objective is like whoever gets down there first wins.
True.
And there'd be multiple paths. Like maybe you don't take the same path as like one person, because I mean the Grand Canyon's big, you know, there's a lot of ways to get down it, but the more I'd say fleshed out one path is, the more you know what's going to happen. So that can either aid you in getting down if like someone else has already gone down before and they know it's there.
Definitely.
Or like, you know what I'm saying?
Going off of past information.
Yeah, exactly. You're going off of past information. So yeah, it's all basically just like get to the center of the Grand Canyon, beat the trials that are there, bring the donkeys you think that are going to help you. But if you die, you just go back to start, and then you got to start getting supplies again.
Okay. Alice, I see you brewing.
I'm thinking about how equipping your donkey works. I love this idea of really pampering your donkey for the first part of it. Mm-hmm. Taking it on rides, taking your donkey as a little friend to see some of the exhibits, maybe. Since we had kind of said this earlier, maybe the donkey from Shrek is there doing signings.
That's actually, a good thing. I do like this idea of donkey compatibility with other donkeys.
I think so. Oh, yeah. I think you have to see if I also think that you have to see if the donkey and you get along, because if the donkey doesn't like you, okay, well, then
might betray you.
You have to essentially like speed date the donkeys. You have to be like, hi, what are your goals for this trip? Have you gone out on a walk before? Is this your first time? If it is, that's okay. It's my first time too. You kind of have to speed date the donkeys, which I love, and I want to get to that. But I'm trying to figure out how to equip the donkeys. Do you just like pick cards and be like, in my hand I have, what do donkeys have?
I think as you court your donkey more and more, it is willing to hold more for you. And, you know, if you and your donkey, you're at a bad relationship, you're like, hey, I'm going to put this lasso on you. And the donkey's like, fine, but like, I don't even know you, bro. And, you know, like, it'll do it, but that's fine. But it's like kind of like the strategy of the game is that like you can either try to go for the fast, quick victory and hope that you get lucky, or, you know, try to shoot down as many donkeys as possible to plan out the route, or you stay in the state fair for a very long time. You're having a wonderful time with this donkey. You're splitting a milkshake. You are, you know, both biting into two ends a la Lady and the Tramp of a deep fried Oreo. And then, you know, maybe you just sneak a little donkey kiss in there. And then, you know, it encourages two styles of play, because then this donkey is your best friend. This donkey is, you know, they're going to be the one that when you need a kidney, you call this donkey, because they're going to be there for you.
You also have to walk down the canyon. If you're like, oh my gosh, my arms are so tired from carrying all this really, really heavy bag, the donkey's going to be like, I've got you. I've got four legs. I've got muscles of steel. Mm-hmm. Throw that on my back and we're going to go. That donkey's going to you're going to give that donkey a piggyback ride down, and it's going to give you a piggyback ride down.
Yep.
And it's going to be awesome. But if the donkey doesn't like you, oh, this donkey's not going to carry your water bottle for you. Excuse me.
But that's...
To get into some mechanics of it.
Go
for it. You could do it, like, so when you purchase a donkey from a trader, let's say you've got Long Donkey, the world's longest donkey.
Obviously.
And he can bridge...
Long Donkey.
Yeah, he can bridge gaps super easily.
Yeah.
But Long Donkey, he's got some text on his little card. He wants to go to the Hall of Mirrors, and he also wants you to purchase, like, Fat Donkey, his best friend. So,
of course.
So true.
If you've got that combination, like, let's say you could take him through the Hall of Mirrors, when you're going down, you find, like, a gap or something that Long Donkey can handle, which you would have, like, text being, like, when you get to, like, a problem, you have to make, like, a roll or, like, a skill check. Every single one of those things that you complete for Long Donkey, you add another, like, dice to yourself to, like, give you that extra bonus. So, like, if you're going into it raw without a donkey, you only get, like, one dice. And, like, the skill check is, like, a 10. You're gonna fail.
So true.
Long Donkey adds two more dice to you to help you surpass this thing.
And
because you've
got
him his Hall of Mirrors, and he's also got Fat Donkey on his side.
Definitely.
And then you have two donkeys who do two different things. I do think
Siamese donkeys.
Another nice state fair thing. I think, though, in terms of how many donkeys there are, I think the way to get down to the... Because I think you're saying there's so many ways to get down to the Grand Canyon, each of them, I think, have to have different, in my head, strengths and weaknesses. Because, of course, everyone's going to want to get buff donkey. Like, you're going to want to get donkey who does, like, a ton of bench presses. However...
Fight off the thieves and the robbers.
Exactly. However, if you want Long Donkey, and in my head, Long Donkey looks like a slinky or like a wiener dog.
Yes, that's what I imagine Long Donkey is like.
Can go across a river. Buff Donkey is the same size as a regular donkey, just yoked.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's going to want him if it's just about fighting off hooligans.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Large donkey can't fit through small crevices. So, like, there should be things with, like, you come up to an obstacle, you got large donkey with you, and he can't fit through. He can't get through. So he's actually got to go back up to the top. You lose
also,
that one dice roll from Long Donkey. Long Donkey's now sad.
But what if somebody else has pocket-sized donkey? That's going to be hard.
Sneak into crevices.
I can't think of the benefits of pocket-sized donkey, but
fitting through small things.
Yeah, fitting through small things.
And
what if there's a drawbridge at the Grand Canyon, and the only way to access it is to sneak through a little tunnel in the wall, and then boom, pocket donkey gets to either side for you, lowers the drawbridge, you high five, done.
Yeah. He goes back in your pocket.
He goes back in your pocket, and then you have a little friend close to your heart.
That actually is a really good mechanic there, too. Obviously, the size and the, like, their friendship level, we'll call it, is how much the donkey will care for you. But, like, we're now talking about donkeys that are, like, zero. There's zero encumbrance. Pocket donkey, boom. You're carrying pocket donkey. You know, Pegasus donkey. Pegasus donkey is zero load.
Whoa.
Like, Pegasus donkey can fly, obviously, you know?
We could have, something like Cat Dog, which is called Donkey Donkey, and it's like two donkeys
two
on
one heads, one donkey.
One donkey.
Can't figure out what the benefit of that one would be, but
they're hilarious. They're just
what
so funny.
What isn't the benefit of that one? First of all,
right?
Like, that one maybe can't do things physically, but is
they
amazing.
Get into some crazy antics. Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah, for sure. Two times the jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe he's got, like, a high charisma, a real charmer.
Yeah.
If you find some bandits and you've got Donkey Donkey, you can actually talk your way out of
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it can do that thing where it's like, oh, you can just see one of its faces, and then it does a little switcheroo, and it scares the bandits because they're not expecting Donkey Donkey.
It's like those butterflies.
They've never
and
been
moths.
To the state fair
at
the top.
And it has to, you have to pass the riddle that's one of, what is it? One of the donkeys.
One of the donkeys
only
lies.
tells the truth.
That's Riddle's donkey.
That's Riddle's donkey donkey.
There we
go. And that's what I'm saying. So I think in my head, I love the idea. I think this is great to be able to, like, see if you can make it down to the Grand Canyon. And if you can't, that's going to be so hard, though, because, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about this. If you can't go down, but you have spent 75% of the game courting your donkey to be your best friend, you're gonna have to break up with that donkey to get a new one.
Oh, I'm talking. That's the hard part.
I
was about to introduce even more heartbreak. Like as soon as you go down.
Don't say donkey death, Nick.
As soon as you go down into the canyon, there's no turning around unless you finish the game. So if you don't make it to the end, your donkey is dead.
I don't know if we need to go that extreme. I think the donkeys should just walk back up. Like, obviously, large donkey can't fit through the crevice. He's not just going to, like, die. He's just going to walk back up.
If you choose to turn around, that's fine. But I think there should be a high stakes thing of you're just like, I'm going to try and push it. I'm going to try and make it. You can fail checks. I mean, if long donkey goes to try and stretch across a bridge but misses, that donkey's going over the edge.
I guess so. I mean
there is going to be some element of danger for the donkeys. Not all of them are going to make it, but yeah. What's worse, your donkey dying or breaking up with them face to face?
I want to let you know, Nick, that you're now also introducing a possibility for this game to that there could be no winners in this. That if throughout the game, if most of the donkeys die, even if you have one that can pass a check, and like we let you players end up losing all the donkeys, then that's it. Then no one can get to the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Well, maybe that's the high stakes of this game.
Then the Grand Canyon wins.
Maybe that's the high stakes.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
So let me I guess another thing, since you said that, is that I think another fun aspect that I like of games is the kind of like alliance making and breaking and stuff like that. Is that like I anticipate that this game is hard, you know?
I do too.
Difficult
like
game.
Physically or emotionally, because right now I'm feeling emotionally.
Both. I think
emotionally and mentally.
Yeah, strategy wise, very difficult. You have to plan these treks. I mean, it's dangerous, you know, to go down to the Grand Canyon with all these bandits and obstacles in the way. So,
for sure. A lot of ways to die in the Grand Canyon. Floods.
Not only is there that, but I think that, like, I do agree that it should still be a competition game, but I love the idea of, like, you know, Alice, maybe you are courting this, you know, long donkey, and you and long donkey are getting along, but you're like, okay, I know that there's, like, a portion where there's some bandits and stuff, and long donkey is not a fighter. Long donkey is a lover. And I'm like, okay, well, I have Ninja Donkey with me, and Ninja Donkey is, you know, a master assassin, so maybe we should team up and we go down the Grand Canyon together. Now, obviously, we'll be able to get to a certain point, but there's going to be a point of no return where one of us is going to either betray the other or just go off on their own.
Oh my gosh.
Because there can only be one winner. But obviously, if you kind of make a friend and you get down further, you can be like, okay, like, I got past the part that I couldn't get past, but now, like, now I might be able to, you know, shoot ahead and finish this thing without long donkey.
I like that idea. I don't want there to be player to player combat per se.
Yeah, you're not fighting against a person. You're just trying to work together to get past stuff and then leave them, essentially.
Let's say that there's a mechanic that also, like, as you're going down, so there's the set amount of traps and puzzles to get around as you're going down.
Correct.
But additionally, there can be some like I said, a flash flood or random occurrences, so that no matter which path you're going down, you'll never know which one of those things are coming. So let's say, yeah, a flash flood does come. It's going to sweep around through. This person that I've teamed up with has winged donkey, and now they're seeing this opportunity where it's like, okay, I can fly out of here, actually. So this is where I leave you. Peace. Good luck. Have fun dealing with the flash flood. And then that's at the point that they can, like, leave. So, you know, yeah, you can at any moment decide to help or not help someone. Going, like, if you're going into, like, a situation of bandits, I've got Buff Donkey and Ninja Donkey, and I'm helping out, like, a teammate. I'm actually like, you know what? Actually, I'm going to go the other way. You can fight those guys. You're no longer getting my help, so.
Is there a limit to how many donkeys that one player can bring on their adventure? Because if you go up and you're like, I think that I'm going to go down the path that I need Buff Donkey and Long Donkey. Can I get a third? Is it one per player? Is it two donkeys?
I want to say three. Three or four.
That's so many donkeys.
What I was going to say, I think, is a good, like, balance to it, is that I think you can technically have an unlimited amount of donkeys, but you have to raise... you have to raise donkey's friendship to a certain level to where they will allow another donkey in. Now, if you want to try, if you want to try and spend the entire game just getting one really good buff mega stack donkey party,
an army of a donkey for every situation.
Yes, a donkey for every situation, and then you're ready to go in. I mean, your plan is basically to just get as strong as you can and then go. But obviously, the caveat to that is that you're spending a lot of turns, you're spending a lot of time just in the state fair, readying your party, whereas who knows, maybe some other people who, and here is a mechanic that it's perfect segue, go me, into introducing
Great job, Nick. Hey.
Great job, me. I think that the state fair and the canyon, I know that we're talking about different boards, but I think that the only time that you should be able to see the Grand Canyon is if you go there. So until you go into the Grand Canyon, you don't know what that map actually looks like. You don't know any of the obstacles and stuff like that. So like, if you're one of the first people to go, you're over there and like, you know, I don't know, we'll have like a random set
of
like cards.
A different room.
Exactly.
It's in a different house.
I'm talking like Battleship.
You gotta drive 10 minutes away to a different place that you've previously set up the board. The Donkey Master has previously set up.
That might be a little extreme, but I like where your heart's at.
I think no one can cheat.
I think our target audience, the people who buy games from Patch Potch, have more than one room.
Yes. Well,
maybe. That's fair. I mean, some people live in studios. I'll give them that.
There has to be some kind of. You have to go into the closet.
You have to go under your bed.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, like, there's a divider of some portion between where the state fair is and where the Grand Canyon is. So like, if you are someone that to go early, you obviously have a little bit more map knowledge, whereas like if you come back and you see someone just amassing donkeys and getting stronger and stronger, you could be like, oh hey,
you don't even know what's over there.
I was thinking about this, although this is maybe we're maybe a little far from the way that the game is set up. But I don't know if you all have ever... You've played it with me. Well, we played it in the office. But I remember you were there. Mm-hmm. The game, Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what if you play as a team and you're trying to court a bunch of donkeys, but one person can only see the map of the state fair and one person can only see the map of the Grand Canyon, and you have to communicate with each other what does it look like, and what do I think I need in terms of donkeys, and how can you court the donkeys we need to get through this?
I think you've just introduced another variation of play. There's solo mode and team mode, which is what you are saying. Yeah. Where there's you know, whatever, even teams of people where only some of them are permanently at the Grand Canyon board and some of them are at the State Fair board. And, you know, hey, it's communication.
And there's a third variation called a la mode, and you just take all the donkeys out for ice cream. And it's really nice, and it's not really any traversing.
You're trying to make it. We'll make the next thing that we'll make the dating sim. That's like that game, Had a Full Boyfriend.
Oh, amazing.
Except you're just trying to date the donkeys.
I know we're talking a lot about Grand Canyon traversing, but I think in my head I'm making this into a dating sim for donkeys.
Look,
that's the angle I'm coming.
Well, look, that's the beautiful thing about this game is that you can spend all your time at the state fair, and you would be the player to amass the army of donkeys that all love you and do anything for you.
Every single one of my things.
Mm-hmm. We're also at the minute mark where even if someone from marketing wasn't here, we're already talking about other marketing opportunities, different kinds of things that we can do. Yeah,
so
expansions.
Many
yes. You know.
I feel like this is the one out of the 100 games that's going to be a great one.
And
I think this is going to be
this could be one of the ones that comes to you in intact.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think it's pretty easy. Yeah, I think the design team is going to have a really easy time trying to think about 500 types of donkeys if we have unlimited access to donkey variations.
The stack of cards is going to be...
Yeah, the
gigantic.
I'm also talking, we borrow from other IPs, you know, Blue Eyes White Donkey, you know, Donkey Iron Hammer, you know,
Holographic First Edition.
God of Donkey, which is like God of donkey. War, but a donkey.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a big beard and he says boy
Call
a lot.
Call of Donkey, Call of Duty Donkey.
Call of Donkey right there. Easy.
Call of Donkey.
Yeah.
Can I say Master Chief? It doesn't matter.
Master Donkey.
Master Donkey.
Easy.
McDonkey.
I think one should just be named Donkey, and that is the one that is probably the lowest stats.
Probably.
But is gonna be your best friend.
That one,
easiest, the benefit of just having sure.
Easiest accord.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, Donkey already loves you when you purchase Donkey.
Donkey doesn't need frills. Donkey is just... He's very
no
steady.
Jokes. Yeah, just Donkey actually does not get along with Donkey Donkey because
there's one in there that
I know.
It's going to be very rare, and I don't know how we're gonna do this if it's just a card game. But there is one. There is just horse in the set. That's just
not fair. Hey, get horse out of here.
But it's, horse.
No, it should just be called horse donkey though.
It's called horse. It's just horse, a horse. But horse donkey can't carry as much. But
very prideful too.
And beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you get horse donkey, it actually won't work with other donkeys. You stake your claims to horse donkey. It's
That's
like
true.
I'm hoping horse donkey can do everything.
It can't. The other donkeys are don't like is it a horse wearing a donkey mask or is it just a horse?
I think it's a horse with just donkey ears on. Just the fake donkey ears. Yeah. Definitely.
Horse donkey.
Horse donkey.
Horse donkey. Yeah.
Yeah, it does not get along with the other donkeys.
Not even close.
Should we we're this episode's going kind of long. Should we get ourselves to the naming of it?
I think we've got
enough down here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, actually, just like one thing. What's at the center? Why is everyone going to the center of the Grand Canyon? Just so that we can clarify what the prize is. Like, is it like a bunch of donkeys? Is it like a really great ranch for them all to live on? Like
the golden donkey. It's a big donkey and it's made of gold.
Okay, perfect. Love it. Easy.
Big golden donkey.
The golden donkey.
And I think around the golden donkey, there is a trough of water for the donkeys that makes them, that tastes like, it tastes like the crispest water you've ever
there's
tasted.
There's a ton of sugar cubes down there.
Sugar cubes.
There's an apple orchard. There's,
there's like a bunch of lawn chairs they can lay on.
They've got Game Boy Colors
for some reason.
A 50s malt shop, for hanging out with your donkey doing there. They've got shuffleboard, everything that donkeys love.
Okay. So it's like a paradise for them.
Yeah.
And the golden donkey
and
as well.
And the golden donkey.
Okay.
Okay, so cool. This is really a game of leading donkeys to fresh water. I love that, because the player doesn't win anything.
Well, they get the golden donkey,
Do you take the donkey? Or do you just get bragging rights?
Bragging rights, actually. Is it like...
Okay.
Why would you leave this place, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is paradise.
That's true.
You're just the one that got there first, I think is what it is.
So it's like the donkeys want to go down there too, but like you also want to go down.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Of course.
If a donkey does die, they're doing it for the greater good of the other donkeys.
And there's little bottled trough water for the players to get.
It's the
that
same
also tastes really good.
Trough water.
Yes, it's trough water, but
it says
really
it on the label.
Like I said, Alice, you're three steps ahead in marketing. You're making offshoots, you're making, branded water, you're making all kinds of things that are
I'm thinking plushies, I'm thinking
if you buy the $500 version of this game, you get bottle trough water. You get the donkey dating sim.
Oh,
you get the actual board game itself. You get a miniature golden donkey that you can...
You know how in Call of Duty or Halo or whatever, Code Red, they had the little cap so you could unscrew to get in-game rewards?
Yeah.
Trough water.
Yeah.
Trough water, unscrew and you're like, oh, look at me. I found a gold coin to use at the donkey game, and I am 100% on board with rewarding players that they can come to the game with more gold than their friends or more money than their friends simply because they bought more of our product.
I think board games
need more pay to win strategies.
If you take off the little label. I was almost called it a little shirt for the little water bottle. The little label.
No. Trough water bottle clothes.
Okay, each of them called a little shirt. So you take off a little shirt, and it's like a staple. It's got a donkey fact on it.
And then
you don't
go online.
You don't get any code. Yeah. You just get the knowledge that you know another donkey fact.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Love that. I know, that's the marketing side of me. I'm thinking 10 steps ahead. This is donkey chess we're playing.
Let's get a name down for this bad boy, because I think we've driven it as far as we can.
Definitely, definitely.
I want this to be a rule. This is my question.
Sure, go
for it. Does this department cuss?
We have cussed before.
I think it's too obvious to have it be ass-based.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I think it's too obvious.
That is, okay.
Unless we really want to, but it seems...
Eh.
No, let's not do that. No.
Obvious.
No, no, no. I mean the point of it is, like, all these different kind of... It's like Pokemon. Like, you're collecting a bunch of donkeys, so... I think it's more about the adventure than, like, a funny butt pun.
We do like to throw in our, like, taglines and stuff like that on the box, so maybe that's a good spot for, like,
Yes.
True.
Yes.
How much do you love ass? Ha ha ha. Stuff like that. Yeah.
But definitely not that, but...
I'm just shooting whatever it is.
Nick, that's a really bad idea. I'm gonna clip the mic for this one.
Yeah, we're workshopping it, and it's now, are you an ass man? And that's the subtitle of this board game.
A game for ass people.
immediate, like, just like, I'm talking bare bones, white bread version of this title, Donkey Quest. You know, like, I feel like that's just the most straightforward. I'm not saying that's what we go with. Sure. Just get the ball rolling. Donkey Quest.
I keep thinking of something of, like, I think we might have even included this tag in, like, another one, but it's, like, getting down, because, like, you're going down into the Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
we
spent a lot of time with food and digging.
That's true. Well, okay, so this one's there might be digging into it. This is an adventure, though, okay?
Yeah, all right, yeah, this
So we don't need to do getting down if we don't like that one.
I think also to your earlier point, DJ, let's focus on the state fair aspect. I think that is what sets this game apart in terms of naming.
Sure. I agree with that.
Okay.
What should the name of the state fair be besides, like, Donkey Fair? I think if there's anything that we can think of, like...
Donkfest.
Donkfest. I do like the idea then that this is not a state fair per se. It is a festival that tons of people from around the country bring their donkeys.
We call it Donk Tank. It's like Donk Tank, the game, but it's for donkeys.
Arizona State Donk Tank. Arizona
Donk Tank.
Arizona.
It's pretty good.
Donk.
I forgot we were saying this is set in Arizona. I forgot about that.
That's where the Grand Canyon's at.
I guess that's true.
Donk fair. Donk fair.
What if we named it like move your badonkadonk to the Grand Canyon. Like, get your badonkadonk down the canyon.
You said it earlier, but get your donk down here.
But now we can't say down here.
Oh, like that. Yeah. Well, but we can't say get your donk, though, because that's like, it would have to be badonka donk, because that, I think, is the thing that translates more.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
It would have to be badonky donk. Like, it would have to be spelled, like, instead of badonk a donk, it would have to be like donkey.
Badonky donk.
Because it's about donkeys.
Yeah.
See, in my head, it's Arizona State Fair presents Donkey Quest.
We unfortunately have, I love that, but we've had quite a few titles
it's true.
What if the state fair was called Badonky Donk? What if that's just what it was called, Honky Tonk
Badonky Donk, which is a song by a country singer I can't think of right now.
We've already got
Eddie Murphy in here, we've already got lots
that's
of people
true.
But
Honky Tonk Badonky Donk is a song
By some artist
from, like, I couldn't tell you who. It's a country song that they used to play when I used to go to the roller rink when I was a youth.
What about? And I love that, by the way. What about? Instead of honky donk, but donk donk, it'd be like donkey donk, bequest the funk. I don't know, like really, really getting a variation on that.
Honky donkey.
Honky donkey.
Donkey donkey.
these like words don't even sound like anything. Like
I know.
These words don't even like translate to me. My brain is just like
donkey. It's just like all I'm hearing is donkey, donkey, donkey. donkey.
I know. I'm actually now. I'm gonna apologize to the listeners out there that are just as confused as I am.
What if we get really bold here? And much how the sentence buffalo five times is a sentence, we just call it donkey, 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 donkey.
I like that actually the most out of anything that's been pitched.
I do love that.
Yeah, I think that's actually the best title that has been pitched so far.
Yeah.
Now, I think just because of a pause, there is some punctuation in there. So it's like donkey, 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 comma, donkey, donkey.
Okay, sure.
Donkey, donkey. And is then that the subtitle can be something I...
Get your ass in the canyon.
Get your ass in the canyon. Get your ass down here.
Look.
Guess we can't say down here.
Well, we can. It's just we're really big fans of holes, apparently, around here.
Yeah.
Look, they make great games. What's in them?
Hey, and the Grand Canyon is the biggest of them all, so, you know.
Yeah, the grandest hole.
Grandest hole. Do we like that idea of get your ass down here or get your ass in the canyon or?
I think as a tagline, I think so. But the title,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, so
I think
the title is just donkey, 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 donkey.
Yeah.
I think one, we're finally selling a game that really nails down what is in the box when you buy it, and two.
That's true.
The game, I mean, it's an enticing title. You're like, what the hell is donkey, 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 donkey? That's a lot of donkeys. And, you know, they open up the box. They're like, wow, it really is a lot of donkeys. I think it gets people there. It leads the donkey to water, and then they take a drink.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
and
fair.
And the point of the game is that we lead the donkeys to water. Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right, I'm all for this one. If we're all cool with this title, we can leave it at that.
All right, who goes first?
Who does go first?
I had one idea throughout this. So you said, is this game taxing, like, mentally and, mm-hmm. or, like mm-hmm. emotionally and physically? Mm-hmm. And while the game itself may not be physically mm-hmm. taxing, what if the rule to go first was, much like how donkeys have to carry, like, the packs and stuff like that, you have to physically become the donkey. And it is like a game, like, what if this game had, like, some saddles? And it was, like, about who can carry as much stuff. You had to do, like, a race around your room while also, like, attaching a lot of, like, weights to it. And, like, you got to become the donkey before you can lead a donkey down the Grand Canyon. Wow. That's okay. The physically taxing part.
So this game, comes, I love it. I think, honestly, this is it. This game comes with a scale. And, you know, everyone puts on a little, maybe everyone has a turn and there's a timer, but everyone puts on this little saddle.
Yeah, it's like a time trial.
Yeah, this saddle that has like a bag on it and stuff like that. You run around, you're trying to not only grab enough stuff, but you're trying to grab, you know, items that will fit in here. And, you know, after the time ends, and I'm not talking like a lot of time, you're mostly grabbing like books, pens, pencils, stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you can fit them
in the bag. I mean, we're talking pocket donkey here at this point if they're there.
Yeah.
But if you can fit them and they're on the scale, whoever has I think it's highest number on the scale, and then if there's somehow a tie, it's most items grabbed.
For sure. Yeah. You got to really pack, mind meld to get to be a donkey to play this game.
Yeah, pack smart.
Mm-hmm.
What are the heaviest items and the most you can fit in your pack?
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Well, that was easy.
I think this is going to be one of the easiest marketing ones that my team is going to have, honestly. I can already feel it in my heart. Miss Dunn is going to send me an email that says...
It's going to be three letters.
Donkey, donkey.
I was about to say that this might be the hardest because it's literally just the word donkey five times in a row and...
Imagine what we could do with it. Donkeys are versatile animals.
You can just copy and paste the title a lot. It's easy wording. You know, I figured that'd be easy to put on like a water bottle. Just have the word donkey wrap around the whole thing.
You're the marketing expert, so, you know, more power to you.
I'm noodling. We're going to do it. This is going to be one of the easiest ones. Ah, wow. Can't wait to tell the team.
Well, all right. So thank you so much for joining us. We have been Miss Dunn Needs More Games. Very big thank you for those who are listening. Yes, we appreciate you. Please spread the word. Review us. Review your friends and then tell them about us. And leave them both 5 stars because you're a good person. Because you got all the way to the end of this thing. And again, I think only good people got through this one. it was a long ride, but we got there. You can find us at PatchPotchRND on Twitter. And for any professional inquiries, we are at PatchPotchLLC@gmail.com. Alice, as our guest, would you like to plug anything that you're doing in the marketing department?
Oh my gosh.
Or otherwise outside of the marketing department too?
Well, that too.
Or otherwise? Oh my gosh. I don't know. Thanks for having me on. This is really fun. And now I'm only thinking about donkeys to plug.
Anything. I'm sure you'll be back again if
Well, I'm around the office if you ever need me, if Miss Dunn tells me to
go podcast.
So I'll be around, but this was really fun. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Absolutely.
DJ, you got anything? I think...
No, never do. Absolutely. No.
All right.
Nothing going on over here.
Now, I will ask, not to put you on the spot, but Alice, do you have a sign-off for us? If you don't, that's fine.
Sign-offs can be whatever you want. They don't even need to be relating to the board game itself. You also don't need to sign off if you don't want
Incredible.
To.
Incredible. Honky tonk, donkey donk. That's all I can think of is the honky tonk, but donkey donk. So that's my sign off.
Everyone go listen to the honky tonk, but donkey donk.
Do it. It's a fine song.
You heard it here, folks. It's a fine song.
It's a fine song.
It's a song.
Bye.
Bye.